As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's live recording here on the Rachel Varga Facebook page and YouTube channel. I'm thrilled to be here. We have Justine Stenger joining us today. And I met Justine. She actually reached out to me after hearing me on another podcast, and a lovely friendship has blossomed from that. I've had the pleasure of meeting actually a number of Justine's clients, and they all love Justine so much. And last time we went live in Summer Skin Camp, there were just a ton of questions. Everyone loved the content you were sharing. So of course, I have to bring you on to the podcast here. So it is just an absolute pleasure having Justine here. She is an expert in her field on many different things. And yeah, it's just an absolute pleasure having you here, Justine. Welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rachel. I'm really excited about this conversation.
Awesome. And a number of people are hopping on live. Welcome. Be sure to leave your questions in the comment section down below. So Justine, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Who do you help? What's your background?
Sure. So my background is pretty extensive. I did my undergrad in nutrition at the University of Alberta, and then I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and I did holistic nutrition and therapeutic chef at Bowman College. Then I came back here and I did my functional medicine through the Institute for Functional Medicine, and then I did my functional medicine health coaching also through the Institute for Functional Medicine, and I've done dozens and dozens of weekend courses, trainings, GAPS practitioner trainings, certified gluten practitioner training, autism diet practitioner trainings. I'm a junkie for conferences and I love learning. So I specialize now. I work mostly with people that have a mast cell activation syndrome. We really focus on healing at on a cellular level. So I use lots of lipids in my nutrition guidance, and I also work with a lot of people that have autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And a number of the things we're going to cover in today's episode here is we're going to learn about reclaiming your well-being through MCAS and histamine intolerance, just an understanding around that. What is it? And we're also going to be talking about bioactive lipids and how key this is for our health. We're also going to be talking about a research study that looked at omega supplementation and the skin as we age. So this is really cool stuff. There's some science to say, okay, take these types of supplements, you're going to have better skin, you're going to have better skin quality. So I'm really excited to dive into that. So tell us, first of all, I love to ask everyone that joins us on the show here, what are your most radiant clients doing?
That one's an easy one. I think the one thing that all of my really radiant clients are doing is focusing on nutrition and cellular nutrition. So lipid membrane medicine.
Yeah, that's amazing because every cell in our body has a lipid membrane. So fats are really important. And some of the things that we've heard in, you know, the diet crazes is low fat, low carb, and all this stuff. But we need a number of different constituents in our diet to actually let our body just work better. So let's talk about bioactive lipids for a second and their role in the skin and aging well. And I'd love for you to talk about that study that you mentioned.
Oh, I would love to. So bioactive lipids are your two essential lipids. So that means that we have to get those lipids from the food that we eat, from our diet. So that's omega-6 in the form of linoleic acid and omega-3 in the form of alpha linoleic acid or EPA and DHA. So an example of linoleic acid would be sunflower seeds is probably your richest source of linoleic acid. It's also rich in safflower oil, sunflower oil, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds. Seeds are really full of beautiful bioactive lipids. So I really like to emphasize seed consumption with all of my clients. And then alpha linoleic acid is going to come from walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds. Also, hemp seeds have alpha linoleic acid. So the ratio in a hemp seed is about 5 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. A ratio in a walnut is going to be higher in the alpha linoleic acid than linoleic acid. So now I do think it's important to mention that the conversion of alpha linoleic acid to EPA and DHA really varies quite widely from individual to individual. So our best sources of EPA and DHA are going to be from wild cold water fish, and you want to eat that fish raw if you can. So ceviche, sushi, really low and slow cooked wild caught salmon, and then my ultimate favorite is wild sturgeon caviar. That's going to be the best form of getting those phospholipids in their whole intact state. They're full of protectins, resolvins, myrcins, lipoxins, very, very anti-inflammatory, and they really flood the cell and the brain with these beautiful phospholipids.
Great. And just a quick question, you were talking a bit about cooking oils. You mentioned sunflower oil and sunflower seeds as being really good for us. However, not all oils are good for us. And in fact, some oils, like if you buy an avocado oil, there's other oils that aren't good for you that's mixed in. So what are your tips for cooking oils? What do we need to look for and what should we be avoiding?
That is such an excellent question, Rachel. And there's probably going to be a little confusion around sunflower oil. So you have to be, if you're buying any of those seed oils from a grocery store, really anywhere in North America, anything that's in a package, a box, a bag, you're going to be getting an adulterated, toxic, rancid fat that's inflammatory, it's damaging to our cell membranes, it is not for human consumption. That is why we've talked extensively about body bio products. Their balanced oil and their safflower oil are cold pressed, pure, the highest quality oils you could possibly consume. So those are the oils, those are the only oils that I recommend when you're consuming oil in the form of sunflower or safflower. There are three C's and three S's in terms of oils that I recommend everybody avoid at all costs. And I think that this is, in my opinion, the most important piece of anyone's diet, to avoid corn, cottonseed, and canola. Sunflower, safflower, and soybean oil. And that is in any way, shape, or form. So you'll notice that anytime you pick up even an organic bag of sweet potato chips or beet chips or some of these healthy, I'm using air quotes, packaged foods, they're going to contain these really toxic, harmful oils. And the reason why these are so damaging to our health is because they do destroy the cell membrane. And there's some research showing that consuming these oils can cause deoxygenation of the blood for an inflammation for up to 57 days after an exposure. So playing your cards as if it's black and white is really important when it comes to those oils.
What were so we have the three C's, corn, cottonseed, and canola to avoid. And what are the three S's?
Soy, sunflower, and safflower. Now, again, that's with the exception. I'm currently looking for a really high quality sunflower oil to recommend to people. I have yet to find it. So that's why I recommend whole raw sunflower seeds, or I recommend people make these beautiful seed creams so that you can get those beautiful bioactive lipids in the raw, organic, pure, unadulterated form. But as of right now, I haven't been able to find cold pressed organic unadulterated sunflower oil, but Body Bio does have a beautiful safflower oil. And then the balanced oil is a 4-to-1 ratio of omega 6 to omega 3, and that's a combination of safflower and flaxseed oil. So it's also a beautiful oil, and that 4-to-1 ratio is that perfect ratio for your cell membrane health. So that's exactly what we want to be getting from the diet. 4 omega 6s for every 1 omega 3.
Cool. And I have a bit of a funny story. So we actually met through Dave Asprey. You heard me on Bulletproof Radio. And I had the pleasure of having dinner with him and his wife and myself and my husband. And so we were at a restaurant and they were ordering their food. And they were very particular about asking the server what type of oils their food was prepared in. So we were actually going to be ordering some greens, and they're like, well, what oil is that veg prepared in? And it was an oil not to their liking. So they simply asked for it to be steamed instead. So what are your tips for ordering food, whether it's restaurant or takeout right now? How can we like be, you know, inquiring about it and, you know, really sticking up for health? This is one thing I really like about them, is that when they go out and they have a meal, they make sure that they're consuming foods that are going to make them feel good and not feel like garbage for the next couple of days or 50 plus days, like you mentioned. So what are some tips for navigating, avoiding these foods in our daily living?
So my answer is going to be pretty doom and gloom. I actually don't recommend people eat out unless you can find a restaurant that will prepare your food in fats, not oils, that are supportive to your health. So when we look at cooking oils, we always want to make sure that we only use saturated fats for cooking. So anything that's solid at room temperature would be safe for cooking. Now, the smoke point of a lot of these different saturated fats varies a lot. So depending on what cooking application you're using would determine what type of saturated fat you want to use. I'm not a huge saturated fat pusher. Saturated fats are not essential lipids. So I really believe strongly that in order for us to heal, maintain our health, and have health for longevity of our lives, we need to be focusing on bioactive lipids. So saturated fats are kind of an addition. They're just calories. They're not essential. That's probably very controversial. You'll hear a lot of people pushing saturated fats, avocados, macadamia nuts, butter, ghee, all of these meat fats. Well, I'm not in that camp. I don't think that they're harmful. I don't think that we need to be pushing them. I think what we do need to make sure that we're including are those bioactive lipids. Every single meal, including a source of omega-6 in the form of pure, whole, organic, raw, cold-pressed linoleic acid from an oil or a whole organic food, and then also including some sort of alpha linoleic acid, whether that's from chia or flax or walnuts or eating whole raw wild caught fish. Now, any restaurant that you'll go to is going to be using corn, cottonseed, canola, sunflower, safflower, soybean oil. I honestly have called pretty much every restaurant there is in Calgary, and every single restaurant, even the quote unquote health food restaurants, are using these oils. So I recently went out for lunch with a friend to one of my favorite little restaurants here in Calgary, and there was one thing that I was able to order on the menu that they were able to prepare without using one of those toxic oils. So you really do need to become a detective and do your investigation before you eat out, because if you're eating out, you're going to get exposed. That's
yeah,
just the current situation, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that research article that we mentioned before we started recording and the role of lipids in the skin and aging well.
Yeah, so bioactive lipids play such a critical role in our skin health because they determine the health of our cell membrane. So again, I had mentioned that the cell membrane is made up of a ratio of 4 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. Now, the outer cell membrane is mainly made up of phosphatidylcholine and sphingomyelin, and then the inner leaflet of the cell membrane is made up of phosphatidyl ethanolamine and phosphatidyl inositol. So making sure that we get in those lipids, which again, we've talked about body biophosphatidylcholine, which I'm also obsessed with, is so, so important. Now, when you're consuming linoleic acid in adequate amounts from the diet, you're getting in egg yolks and you're getting in sources of phosphatidylcholine, you don't necessarily always need to supplement. I think it's a good idea for the majority of people, but that's why I would always say make sure that you're getting a fatty acid test done so that you know your fatty acid status.
Yeah, now, I'm a big fan of testing and not guessing. So how do we ask for that test? Who do we go see for that type of test?
So there are the one and only practitioner I would recommend is Dr. Bruce Hoffman here in Calgary. Definitely. There's very few practitioners that do both the IGL, it's an epigenetic mitochondria test from Germany, and the fatty acid test from Body Bio, and understand how to interpret it and treat according to the results. But the study that was really exciting, it was done in rats. So again, we can't totally correlate that to human beings, but they had taken two groups of rats, one set of rats. They completely depleted their fatty acid. So they didn't give them any fats of any kind, even saturated fats. So no omega-6, no omega-3, no saturated fats. And then the other group of rats were given, so both rats were first of all deprived of fatty acids initially. Then the one group was given alpha linoleic acid and linoleic acid. Now the oils that they used in this study were horribly toxic oils that I would never recommend. And you still saw all of the skin, the aging skin, the wrinkly skin, the lack of hydration, the infertility, all of these symptoms that the rats that were depleted in fatty acids had completely reversed when we supplemented with those bioactive lipids. When they did a second group, and when those rats were given saturated fats, nothing reversed. So again, like just understanding the importance of those bioactive lipids, because those are the lipids that we need to make all the other fatty acids in our body. If we don't have those, doesn't really matter what else we're consuming. We're still not going to be able to optimize our cellular health.
Mm-hmm. And there was another study that actually looked at observable changes in the skin with some modifications. So I'd love for you to tell us about that.
Yeah, so you see, there was all kinds of characteristics that these rats that were depleted had, from wrinkles, from skin dehydration, premature aging. And those were the characteristics that were reversed when they were given those essential bioactive lipids. And you can use those bioactive lipids topically as well. I know a lot of people that I work with, so you can rub them on your face.
Okay, let's just backpedal. Can I make my own like bath oil from this product?
You absolutely can. So,
okay, amazing.
I'm a little over the top when it comes to lipids, but I rub that body biophosphatidylcholine and I mix it with balanced oil all over my body, because what is your skin? Your skin is your largest organ of absorption. So we are going to absorb those beautiful lipids and be able to have the most beautiful skin and healthy cells from applying it topically as well as orally.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I take baths with bath oil all the time, but unfortunately I found a really nice locally made lavender oil. I love using local essential oils. So I use local lavender oil. I use local rose oil. Be careful with lavender, especially if you have a predisposition genetically to breast cancer and you need to avoid estrogens. For example, my mother had estrogen receptive breast cancer, but there wasn't the genetic link to be carried on for me, but for her, she still needs to avoid lavender products. So I picked up this really nice bath oil, but unfortunately the oil that was used in it was not a good one. And so what I'm going to do is actually make my own. So that is such a cool tip, because I'm a big fan of doing what we can at home. And a great DIY option for at-home skincare is make your own DIY stuff for your body instead of paying a lot of money for like medical grade body skincare. Just make that stuff yourself. But when it comes to the face, neck, chest, and hands, I definitely recommend that you do go medical grade. What are your thoughts on that?
I do not know as much as you do about the medical grade products. I'm a bit granola, as you know, from working with me and doing a consultation with me. So you would know much more about that than I would. I do just want to point out, because I didn't mention this before, and you made that point of adding that oil to your bath water, just you want to really protect that balanced oil and any polyunsaturated fat, because that polyunsaturated fat has more than two double bonds, right? So that makes it very susceptible to oxidation from the heat, the light, the oxygen. So we never heat those oils. You really do everything in your power to protect them, keeping that lid on really tight, keeping it in the refrigerator, opening it just quickly while you use it, and then closing that lid again. Those are all really important things to consider when you're using polyunsaturated fats, because they are really susceptible to oxidation.
Yeah, I think that's great. And we just had a comment come through that bath oil idea was super cool. Yeah, I'll take full credit for that. Body Bio, I would like a full supply so I can use it all slathered all over my body. Well, that's pretty fun. Okay, quick question. Why is cellular health so important for beauty and radiance? Yes, this is kind of like a broad question, but my stance on this is that when we are functioning optimally on the inside, we're going to look better. But there is some true science to this, because our skin is made up of a whole bunch of cells, and all of those cells have cell membranes. So what's your take on why cellular health is so important for beauty and radiance? And also your specific take on the difference between the topic of beauty and radiance.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're made up of cells. So if we have unhealthy cells, we have unhealthy humans. And there's a lot of talk now around mitochondrial dysfunction. Well, if you have mitochondrial dysfunction, you have dysfunction in every organelle in the cell. So you can't just have dysfunction in one aspect of the cell and not every aspect of the cell. So really focusing on making sure that the cell is healthy is going to make us more resilient against environmental toxins. I mean, as you know, every receptor is on the cell membrane. So improving hormones, improving nutritional status, and I mean, all of these things are on the cell. So in terms of beauty, I mean, if you have unhealthy, damaged cells, you're not getting nutrients into the cell, you're not converting those nutrients into energy. I mean, it's a domino effect that's going to end up leading to disease and chronic illness. So, and the difference between beauty and radiance is, I think that especially in our culture today, it's easy to look at someone and think that they're beautiful. But we can be beautiful and unhealthy because of all the procedures that are at our fingertips now to kind of fake it. Radiance, I think, really comes from the inside. So it's that glow that you just have because you are vital and you're full of zest and you're truly healthy from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I've totally seen this. You know, I've seen women that online, they just look gorgeous, they're beautiful, but then when I meet them, I'm like, ooh, like they open their mouths and they're just like gossiping about other people. And I know I'm kind of like technically gossiping right now, but this is just a huge differentiation between beauty and radiance. And radiance, I think, is something that's like there's an air about them. It's the way that people carry themselves. It's the type of messages that are interwoven in their communication, what they're communicating on, how they're communicating on, if they are conversing in a way that's loving and joyful. I think that's a big differentiator. And beauty, I think, is kind of like, beauty might be like a little bit more trendy.
So, you know, like the Kim K look with the sculpted cheekbones, the massive lips, like the big butt and all this stuff, like whatever makes you happy, that's totally cool. I mean, I am in the profession of creating enhancements and augmentation, but I do it in what's called the in accordance with the ideal facial ratios. Once we go beyond that, that's when things can start to look a little funny and you get the duck lips and the chipmunk cheeks, and we do not want that. But sometimes people think that that's beautiful in their eyes, or they've had a previous treatment and they've experienced that fullness, and then they want to perpetuate it because they get used to it, which is really interesting in and of itself. So I really recommend that, you know, everybody tuning in here to really help, to really for yourself figure out what is beautiful to you when you are talking with someone, when you're conversing with someone. Just like really actually try and observe this in your communication with people over the next couple of days. It's like, why is this person actually like really attractive to you? Is it the way that they look? Or is it the way that they're carrying themselves? Or is it how you feel around them? What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely believe wholeheartedly that it's the way that you feel around them. I mean, have you ever felt like somebody has had a massive impact on your life just because they were beautiful? I don't think anybody would be able to say yes to that. It's the way that people make you feel. So 100% agree.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's get a little bit back to the science stuff. I always like to bring in a little bit of like the woo and all that fun stuff, but yeah, I'm a massive nerd also. So tell us a little bit more about the ratios again, because I know we went over that, but I just want to kind of bring that point home.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you, because I am so passionate about this because there's so much misinformation out there about omega-6s, and there's a lot of really like huge doctors, health enthusiasts, nutritionists that tell people to avoid omega-6. So I think that this confusion came because we manipulated these oils so much and made them into non-food-like substances. But I just encourage everybody to not listen to that information, because omega-6s, you guys, are so critically important for your body and your brain health. I mean, the number of people that I have seen clinically that have transformed their lives using lipid therapy is too many to count. So there's no denying when you start to see this stuff firsthand. I mean, the research is one thing, but when you start to see this in the people that you work with, that's when your eyes are really open to the power of this kind of medicine. So the perfect ratio is 4 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. So you'll hear a lot of people say to overdose on omega-3, take 3, 4, 5 grams of omega-3 every day. You guys, this, in my opinion, this is not medical advice. I have to make that really clear. These are just my opinion.
Educational information. Yeah.
Is one of the worst things that you could do for your health. So first of all, omega-3 suppresses, high dose omega-3 will suppress linoleic acid. So the higher that you go in the omega-3, the lower that you're going to go in your linoleic acid. Linoleic acid is the number one fatty acid in the cardiolipin in the mitochondria. So if you want to talk about optimizing mitochondria, that is going to be done through linoleic acid. So we can talk about our lipoic acid, coenzyme Q10, vitamin C, vitamin E, all these antioxidants, curcumin, all the acetyl-L-carnitine, all these supplements that we take to support mitochondrial health. But the foundation to that mitochondrial health is linoleic acid. If you start overdosing on fish oil, you're now suppressing that linoleic acid. The other thing is omega-3 acts like a steroid in the body. So you'll hear a lot of practitioners say, well, my patient's pain, the inflammation went down. They've experienced all this alleviation of symptoms that they've been experiencing. Well, of course they will, because they've been taking high dose fish oil acts like a steroid. So you're also going to suppress the immune system, suppress arachidonic acid, which we need in adequate amounts to mount an appropriate immune response. So again, getting your fatty acids tested is so important. And in my personal opinion, a doctor that is not testing your fatty acids is not doing a thorough job.
So this is the dilemma, Jessie. You really just kind of hit the nail there. Okay. So as you know, I'm a Western trained registered nurse. Everything we talk about here is educational information, is not to be taken as medical advice. But when you start to, you know, for myself, I'm learning with some of the brightest minds in the space of health and wellness today, right? That have been on the show and vice versa. So I'm hearing a number of common threads is that the typical constructs that we access our healthcare from, we're testing only certain things and people can get these tests done. They go in the hospital, they, you know, have all sorts of interesting things happening with their body, but everything shows up as being clear and you know, within range. But what's going on? Are you in the high range? Are you in the low range? But not everything is also getting tested. For example, toxins or, you know, the levels of fatty acids in your bodies, or what type of nutrients are right for you, what type of foods are right for you. So the onus really is on us to take charge of the way that we are accessing our healthcare and how we are really supporting ourselves through different self-care practices. And again, the theme for 2020 for me here on the show has really been test, don't guess. So I'm curious for you, Justine, with your practice, you know, obviously you have been working with clients one-on-one and now you're kind of transitioning a little bit more online. What has that been like for you? And do you feel like you're actually able to even make a little bit more of an impact at this time online?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that, because there are so many people that hesitate when you tell them the cost of testing, and it is unfortunate that a lot of this testing is expensive. It's an investment in your health for sure.
A couple hundred dollars, like, you know, $250 for a gene test, $250 for a gut test. What is the fatty acid testing?
The fatty acid testing again, Dr. Bruce Hoffman is the most thorough practitioner you'll ever find. I mean, he does not shoot in the dark. He does not guess. He tests everything. He makes sure that there's no stone left unturned. And I mean, that epigenetic IGL test from Germany done with the fatty acid test, which really should be done in combination with each other, I mean, you're looking at almost $4,000 for both those tests. So it's expensive to get that testing done. But the value that that brings to your life, I think that, again, I could go on and on about this for ever, because you see these people, and again, this is not a judgment in any way, but you see people go and spend thousands of dollars on vacations and expensive cars and do home renovations and buying all the gadgets. And then they come into the clinic and they don't want to spend, they say they don't have the money to spend on testing. And it's like, you'll spend $30,000 or $40,000 or $100,000 on a new vehicle, but you won't spend $10,000 or $15,000 on the vehicle that drives you through life. So it really is a whole shift in people's value systems.
Guess how much my car cost me?
How much?
$1,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'd rather spend that money on other things. I mean, it's a bush vehicle, for crying out loud. It's got scratches from having fun with it, using it the way it's meant to be used. And I mean, that's just how I've chosen to prioritize my life, not with, you know, an expensive fancy car, but eating good foods and living a healthy life. But just that. So there's a huge range, obviously, of test kits that are available. But what's really cool is we can do one-on-one calls, right? So as you know, Justine, you picked my brain, you rang me up, you said, Rachel, what do I do about my skin? Well, do this, 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 this. And now you're on a sweet protocol. You got your dermal roller, you got your gold roller, your self-tanner is on its way. And, you know, there's lots of ways that people can work with you also online. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, Rachel, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I do so strongly believe in testing. But the beautiful thing about bioactive lipids is they're food. I mean, they're substrates that are made in the body, or, I mean, we have to consume lipids, but I mean, they're from food, so they're not going to hurt anybody. They're really, I mean, even when you look, and I've looked extensively at the research on phosphatidylcholine, because I'm such a huge proponent of that product, especially from Body Bio, because theirs is so superior than any other product out there. There's zero contraindications. I have not found one piece of research that shows that it could be harmful in anybody. So that's why I feel really safe making these dietary recommendations with people. I mean, the whole health coaching piece is really helping people to understand nutrition and then helping them to reach their goals and implement, you know, whatever their those recommendations and then help them to reach their goals. So I just did a consult with a patient yesterday, Dr. Hoffman's. Most of the patients that I work with come from Dr. Hoffman, so they are doing all the testing, but she had not got her test results back. And she was one of these people, she was a vegan. She thought that she was, she ate all organic. She thought that she was a real guru when it came to nutrition and dietary knowledge. And I mean, to say that what she was eating was tragic is not an understatement. I mean, so I think a lot of, and I don't mean to come across, I do not know everything. There is so much that I do not know. I do really understand lipids. I'm very passionate about nutrition, and I do understand how to educate someone on how to eat properly to support their health on a cellular level. That is my area of expertise, but it's just, it's actually just sad when you start to really hear and see all of the misinformation that's out there. I mean, from the whole Beyond Meat burgers, from people following a vegan diet, and again, there's no judgment there, but when you look at it from what we need as human beings to thrive on a cellular level, that's not a dietary approach that I would ever recommend to anybody.
Some people, like my husband, pro athlete, he's super in tune with his body. He'll know if something in his environment is making him sick or something he's eaten and makes him not feel so good. But a lot of us really aren't that in tune with our bodies. So that's why doing these tests are really helpful. For me, it's just been it's been life-changing for me. And I just want to encourage you, if you're a practitioner as well, say you're a nurse, you're a physician, you're a nutritionist, functional medicine provider, naturopath, reach out to me, because I actually teach people how to do this stuff that I'm doing as well, because I really feel like this is the future. And I'm actually putting forth a mini TED talk a little later this year with a number of my colleagues at a big conference as well, because you know, we're in the age of information, evolution. We got to get with the times. And if you have a question about how to do what Justine and I do, please email me. Send me an info@rachelvarga.ca. I'm here for you. Justine, I'm going to chat with you off camera and just like tell you everything I know about helping people and getting your message out there. But Justine, I'm so proud of you. You are a woman on a mission. You're here to just help people live better. So thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you. That's truly my passion, Rachel. I just want, I mean, there's so many people out there that are sick, and I cannot tell you how deeply I just want people to experience optimal health and be able to move through the world feeling good and enjoying life, because it's a beautiful life. And it's not so much when we go through it not feeling well. So.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. And much like yourself, the whole like biohacking community, if you want to call it that, I really find that a lot of these people are just these people that are here for a mission, and they want to support their bodies as best they can so they can continue to do the work that they feel like they're here to do, and also be there for themselves and their family. So this stuff is really key. And a great byproduct, you're going to look better too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Justine, here on the Rachel Varga podcast. We also went live in the Facebook group, YouTube channel. Thank you so much for Taylor and your questions that you brought forth and your comments. That was really helpful. And we're going to do another follow-up on talking about MSG, because a question came through about MSG and also MSG and nutritional yeast. So I'd love to talk about nutritional yeast with you in a future episode. Does that sound like fun?
Yeah, for sure.
Wonderful. So I know you have to go. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Rachel. I do want to say quickly that if anybody is interested in Body Bio products, I do have a promotional code that people can use to get 20% off, which is an amazing discount. So if you use my last name, so it's Stenger, STENGER-P, you'll get 20% off any Body Bio products. And they have, I mean, not only the best bioactive lipids, phosphatidylcholine, but the best supplements across the board. They're just sticklers for purity and quality. Really great stuff.
Yeah, so this is the Body Bio products. These are the ones that I've been holding up on camera if you're watching the interview here on Facebook and YouTube. And yeah, so Taylor just chimed in here. I'll definitely save up for some lipid testing. In the meantime, follow you, Justine. And always thanks for the info, Rachel. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure having Taylor and a number of others join in live and ask us your questions, because we're showing up here for you guys. And Justine, where can people find you? How can they work with you?
So I'm most active on Instagram. I'm really active on Instagram. So I'm just at Justine Stanger on Instagram. My website is justinestanger.ca. You can DM me on Instagram if you're interested in setting up a nutritional consultation, or if you have any questions or anything. I'm more than happy to help any way that I can.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Justine, for joining us today. And yeah, let's connect soon. Let's book a time for us to meet, and I'll kind of share with you sort of what I've learned from the background side of things to help you serve more people around you online also. I'm happy to help.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, Rachel. And thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure. We'll have you on again. We're going to talk about nutritional yeast. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Perfect. All right. Bye, Justine.
Bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning into this episode here on the Rachel Varga podcast. And you guys watching this, Facebook and YouTube, love hearing from you guys, chiming in, tuning in, asking your questions. And Justine is really kind of one of those women that I met. She connected with me, she reached out to me, and you just can tell that this is like a really genuine woman wanting to help people. And what's really cool is getting to connect with a lot of these really forward-thinking healthcare providers and healers in their own right that quite simply are seeing the changes that they're able to facilitate in their clients' lives, and they're wanting to shout it from the mountaintops. So this is really cool. So if you're like, oh, you know, what's this Rachel Varga aesthetic nurse doing talking about health and wellness? Well, the reason why is because if you want to get great skin and age well, you got to do the inner work. You got to do the body, mind, spirit, energy practices so that you can bring your greatest version forward for many years to come. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Bless you guys. Hope you guys have a great day. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out at Rachel Varga Official, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. And also, if you haven't already, make sure that you book your one-on-one call with me, where we can talk about the holistic science of beauty. I'll go through your skincare routine with you and options for you to do both at home and the clinic, and help you out and help you kind of like streamline what you're doing at home and come up with a whole rejuvenation plan for you. And until next time, see you guys in the next episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Share with your friends, leave a review, subscribe. I'll see you soon. Bye.